happening locally. The news.
And it is that time for us to take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of the local news stories in the Republic of Panama. Today I announce the designation of former Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela Rodriguez as generally ineligible to enter the United States due to his involvement in acts of significant corruption. It's in this way, begins a statement issued by the current Secretary of State of the United States, Anthony Blinken, about Varela, who presided over Panama in the period of 2014 to 2019. In the statement, Blinken stated that during his tenure as Vice President and later as President of Panama, Varela accepted bribes in exchange for improperly awarding government contracts. It must be remembered that Varela was Vice President of the country in the management of Ricardo Martinelli, who is also accused by the United States government of being involved in acts of significant corruption. Regarding the decision adopted Blinken stated that the designation reaffirms the commitment of the United States to combat endemic corruption in Panama. The Panamanian people place their trust in those who represent them. Corruption unfairly deprives the people of Panama of quality public services such as schools, hospitals and highways, to the detriment of their economic prospects and quality of life. If not addressed, corruption will continue to suppress Panama's prosperity, weaken its democracy, and prevent the country from achieving its full potential, said Blinken. We hope that today's appointment urges elected officials and Panamanian authorities to combat entrenched corruption in the country and empower all those who uphold the rule of law. Corruption anywhere undermines the national security and economic health of the United States and its allies. We will continue to promote accountability for those involved in acts of significant corruption around the world, he added. The public designation is being announced under Section 7031C of the Department of State, Foreign Operations and Related Programs Appropriations Act of 2023. It should be noted that officials designated under Section 7031C and their immediate family members, in general, they are ineligible to enter the United States. Varela is one of those called to trial for the Odebrecht case, considered the most important corruption process in recent times. This trial should begin on August the 1st with Varela. Former President Ricardo Martinelli is also charged, as well as his two sons and several of his ministers. This Thursday, an administrative complaint was filed against those officials of the Presidency of the Republic who could have ignored the controls in the distribution of $149 million in bonds from the Panama Solidarity Plan. The action, filed by the Administration Attorney's Office by lawyer Ernesto Sereno, responds to an investigation by the newspaper La Prensa, in which it is reported that the Ministry of the Presidency knew that a small artisanal cheese factory in Chitré had $960,000 in solidarity bonds, even though it was not part of this social assistance program. An internal audit of the presidency recommended filing a complaint with the public ministry, but for some reason that was never done. The minister of the presidency at that time was the vice president of the republic and current PRD presidential candidate, José Gabriel Carrizo. The same internal audit report speaks of weaknesses in the distribution of solidarity bonds. According to Cedeño's complaint, the actions of the officials in charge of the program would be in violation of the Constitution, which states in its Article 17 that the authorities are obliged to comply with and enforce the law. Tribunal Electoral proclaimed Romelu Roux this Thursday as the presidential candidate of the Cambio Democratico, the CD party, for the 5th of May 2024 elections. Roux, president of CD, was elected the standard-bearer of the opposition party last Sunday, the 9th of July. This was in a primary election in which he obtained 77,735 votes, 52.6%. His rival, Deputy Yanivel Abrego, general secretary of CD, got 68,265 votes, 46.2%. The event took place in the Tribunal Electoral Events Room. Roux arrived at the Tribunal Electoral accompanied by some of his supporters, including former Congressman Carlos Tito Afu, Porfirio Bolit Ellis, Congressman Ronnie Arus, among others. This is a victory against a small group of Cambio Democratico, against Ricardo Martinelli, the Collective, the RM, Gabby Carrizo, Benicio Robinson, the executive and the legislative, he said on the night of July the 9th in his triumph speech. After this proclamation in the Tribunal Electoral, the CD candidate assured that the 68,000 members of his party who did not vote for him are joining him. Thank God this is an inclusive project and that now seeks the unification of the party with the people who want to do things well. He reiterated that they cannot have people who bet on candidates from other parties. He was referring to the 14 deputies who supported Ricardo Martinelli and who won lot. They will not be nominated by CD for the 2024 elections. The mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega, presented this Tuesday his management report for the first six months of the year, 2023. This was to the Municipal Council, where one aspect that drew attention was when he referred to the need to hire 3,000 agents for the body of municipal vigilantes that currently is 489 for the 26 corregimientos. Fábrega explained that the municipal guards would be located in the tourist areas for the custody of heritage and assistance to citizens both national and foreign. In addition to curb the activities of the well-cared-for assistance in operations on issues of public order and the problem of homeless people. Currently, the mayor's office of Panama has a larger payroll than 4 years ago, but taxpayers indicate they do not perceive any improvement in the public services and attention they receive from this local government. On average, between March and May of this year, 8 officials were appointed per day in that local government. Some 6.79 tons of shark fins were seized by officials from the First Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime with the support of the Superior Environment Protector's Office and the National Police as part of Operation Shark. The shark fins remained inside a 40-foot container located in a community of La Piramide in Capira, province of Panama Oeste. It was reported on Thursday. During the operation, 5 Panamanian citizens and other people of Asian origin were apprehended through search proceedings in the sectors of Albrook, Condado del Rey, Mercado de Mariscos, Farallón in Cocle, and Capira. The investigations determined that the transfer of the shipment of shark fins supposedly had a final destination in the Asian continent. Among the evidence confiscated in the shark operation are a pistol with an expired permit, documentation of bank transfers, as well as the location of a clandestine storage and packaging centre for the international transfer of these marine species. Right, good news time. The Panamanian coach, Thomas Christiansen, highlighted the conviction with which his team played on Wednesday to beat the United States, currently champions of the tournament, in the Gold Cup semi-final. That was 1-1 with 4-5 on penalties. In the end, you can practice a lot. This is the penalties. But I think that today the faith and desire have made Panama go to the final, said the Spanish-Danish coach at a press conference. Panama will play the final this Sunday against Mexico, which beat Jamaica 3-0 in the other key of the semi-final phase. Before more than 30,000 people at the Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego, with an overwhelming majority of American fans, Panama qualified for its third Gold Cup final and will opt for this first title in this tournament after losing those in 2005 and 13. The match ended goalless after the 90 minutes regulation time. Ivan Anderson put the Panamanian team ahead in minute 99, and the Colombian-American Jesus Ferreira equalized for the United States in minute 105, which brought to the semi-final the nerves of the 11 meters where the Canal team, with 2 penalties saved by Orlando Mosquera, sang victory. the match against the United States could go one way or the other. We knew how they were going to play, how we had to play them. In the first part, I think we were pretty good. In the last 20 minutes, we managed to dominate the game. In the second half, we lost a bit, reflected Christiansen. The coach was ironic with what football is, since he said that they had rehearsed maximum penalty shootouts before the match, and it turned out fatal. There were more errors than goals, and with that I tell you everything, he said. Christiansen stressed that this was the second semi-final in 3 weeks for Panama, after the one that they played in the CONCACAF Nations League. It doesn't happen every year. Today was the time to take advantage of it and get into that great final, which is the dream of every Panamanian. The coaching staff, the players, those who assist the team, everyone deserves this victory. It was very suffered, but that is when it is best savoured, he explained about his match with the USA. I'm happy with all the players. Now it's time for hard recovery work for the final, because if I'm already dead, I don't want to imagine what the players must be feeling, he joked. Christiansen also admitted that they believed it almost impossible to beat the United States at home and with the fans urging them on. But the little hope that was on our side had to be seized, and with faith and illusion, as I've said before, it is where we have won the game, he said. It's been good football on the part of Panama, proposing having control the game in many occasions, generating chances. We've also improved defensively. So in general, if we take all that to the final, we can dream a little. We want to go all the way. We want to win a title for Panama, which deserves it, said the coach, who asked his team to continue with their feet on the ground for the final to be played on Sunday in Los Angeles. Well, that's it, is it? Oh, it's so nice to have a nice story to finish off the news with, isn't it? Anyway, there we go. That's it. Those are some of the items in the local news for you here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on today's Breakfast Show.